All right, Jim Gilchrist, how many volunteers do we have that call themselves Minutemen under your project?
Several thousand. That varies depending on the project that we're going to launch. For example, in Laredo, Texas, we'll have a minimum of 800 to a maximum of 8,000 that will participate. Not everyone who is assigned on Minutemen actually goes to the border. Some of the men or women deal, for example, in Minnesota, deal strictly with their city councils, same in New York. But then some of them actually come to the border and spend a week or two or 3 weeks.
And what do you do if you see people steaming across the border?
Simply observe, report, immediately call our communications center who transfers the information to Border Patrol, or we call Border Patrol directly from our cell phones, and they usually respond within a couple of minutes. Currently, George, there are over 10,000 illegal aliens entering the United States unapprehended every 24-hour period just on our southern border alone.
10,000?
Over 10,000.
Every 24 hours?
Yes, yes. If you've ever been down there, you'll see the lines, literal columns of people just coming over. Some of them smile at you as they're coming over. Others flip you off.
What do the border guards do?
They're responding to an attempt to cross at another area or a drug interception. There are not enough Border Patrol agents. There never have been. This has been a by design, not by accident. Now, currently, there are about 75,000, roughly 75,000 illegal aliens unapprehended entering the United States every single week. That is for those people of you who have ever been in the military, you know that is the equivalent of four reinforced Army divisions per week. About 4 million illegal aliens annually. These are the unapprehended ones. The other 1.1 million apprehended per year is a different story. They're returned back to Mexico or released because they're not from Mexico.
Right, and but then they come right back again, don't they?
Border Patrol estimates that they're only apprehending 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5, in some areas 1 out of 10. So we've roughly we've got this number of 75,000 easily per week. That's four Army divisions coming in, entering, and permanently occupying U.S. territory, and that number increases daily. Next year, it's possible that there will be more than 5 million coming in, unvetted. The year after that, it'll rise to 7, and then 10 million the year after that. Do you see where this is going?
Yes.
It's an unlimited, uncontrolled migration of the world's population into the United States of America. And, illegal aliens are said to come here only to seek a better life, be it through legitimate or criminal enterprises, but the consequences of immigration that are not in an orderly and managed queue will literally devastate the United States of America. It's only a matter of time. Currently, there are 30 million illegal aliens occupying U.S. territory. They have no intentions of pledging an allegiance to this country. No one knows who they are, where they are, or what they're doing here, but they are certainly here dislodging our middle class as another 30 million come over in the next couple of 3 years, and another 120 to 150 million come in over the next two decades. This will no longer be a nation governed under the rule of law, George. It will be a nation governed by mob rule.
Well, I tell you, we've done stories, Jim and Jerry, with a so-called time traveler case who claims that he came from 2036, and he contends there will be civil war in the United States, and this may very well be it.
That would not surprise me. I would hate to see... Being a war veteran, it's extremely traumatic for me to envision my own nation where people are killing each other and shooting each other and bayoneting each other. I mean, it's difficult for me to envision that, but I could see that it could happen. Even here, we've already had a civil war. Just because we've had one doesn't mean that we will not have a second one. And part of the Minuteman Project goal is to help avoid that kind
because
of
you guys are unarmed, right?
Yes, yes, generally. I the only people I encourage to carry arms are career or well-vetted members of law current or career members of law enforcement who have concealed weapons permit.
Sure.
Because they've lived their entire lives with a weapon, they know what to choose for. But you have to, those who want to carry under the rule of law in Arizona or Texas or whatever state they're in, California, certain parts you can openly carry without a permit. But it's difficult to tell them, look, the rule of California or Arizona or Texas or New Mexico says that you shall carry if you want to. I, Jim Gilchrist, am not about to take the law into my own hands and tell them, you better not carry a weapon. And especially when the people on the other side of the border are carrying AK-47s with 30-round magazines, grenades, and rocket launchers, and would put a bullet between your eyes if you ever got between them and their goal of bringing $80 billion of drugs into the United States.
Is that one of the biggest things that is going on
Mexico's
right now?
Mexico's largest source of revenue would be the $80 billion of drugs drug sales into the United States and Canada, and that's followed by their oil and tourism and human cargo. Actually, the human cargo could be number two, the slave trade. When you're bringing in tens of millions of illegal aliens, or $4 or $5 million per year at $1,500 a head, that's a lot of money.
Jim, I got to ask you, are any Border Patrol agents being paid off to look the other way?
Yes, but only less than one half of 1%. There have been about 6 Border Patrol agents arrested in the last 15 months for bringing in drugs or human cargo. In San Diego sector, just south of where I live, there was one Border Patrol agent who was arrested not only for bringing in human slaves and drugs, but also for getting a job with the United States Border Patrol while he was himself an illegal alien from Mexico.
Oh,
it is, they're still trying to hide that one. That is so embarrassing that a literal criminal had gotten a job in law enforcement in the United States government.
So what do they do, get doctored Social Security cards and numbers and things like that?
The fraud is another issue. That's part of it. Part of that occurs south of the border. Most of the fraud occurs in the United States. New York City, Los Angeles, Boston, major cities, Houston, Tucson, Phoenix, where literal companies are set up to process fraudulent Social Security cards, driver's license, matricula, consular cards are very popular. They're easy to forge. This is not uncommon. It's a normal, routine way of life in that kind of criminal environment. And that normal, routine way of life is very quickly bleeding over into the United States as the routine, normal way of life for the United States of America.